Brad Patterson back with us from the Jackson chapter of the Salvation Army. And right now it's crunch time for them, certainly with the Red Kettle campaign and all the things, Brad, that you guys are trying to get accomplished.
Yeah, it's been, well, we knew it was going to be a great challenge, and the Salvation Army national leadership did a great job of getting us organized, and they organized the Rescue Christmas campaign. So right now we're in the thick of it. We have every resource that we can extend to the community. We have Red Kettles out. We have Walmart Roundup still going on. The Angel Tree ended at Walmart. But we are so grateful for the community. It takes everybody, and everybody in the community really is the Army. And we look to you for this great push at Christmas. It really does help all year long. So we're not just doing it for Christmas, but we did establish a ambitious goal. Based on a lot of thoughtful estimations, of course, about what we were able to do and what we needed. You know, our goal is not to turn anybody away. And so far, through the 10 months of the pandemic, we've stepped up. You know, we've been here for 135 years, and we'll be here through this, certainly. And but we wanted to again, thank the community. But again, our goal is ambitious, and right now we're about 30% down from the goal. And on our planning, about a month and a half ago, we decided that we're going to have a real concentrated push at the end of the Red Kettle campaign. And we've had a lot of communities, community leaders and groups come up with $1,000 gifts. And so we came up with a $1,000 community challenge to secure the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign goal. And we reached out to our partner, American One Credit Union, who's just been outstanding, really, as a partner. Mm-hmm. They are really committed to the community and go above and beyond. Martha Furstenow, the president and CEO, agreed, partnered by Janelle Merritt, their VP of Community Relations, with us to go ahead and ask the community to consider coming together and making $1,000 gifts, either collectively, as community groups, or as organizations and companies. We need, again, right now we're about 100,000, 125,000 down from our goal, and we know that in this time of great need, we can really rely on the history of Jackson County.
So American One stepped up with $1,000, and I guess the challenge is to get some more businesses to do the same thing.
Yes, sir. And right now we are asking, as we do, we're humbly asking the community to consider this challenge and come together and help us meet the goal so that we can conserve throughout this crisis.
What about folks, Brad, that might want to give a donation? They can't afford $1,000, but they also aren't getting out, maybe doing the shopping or that they would normally do. What's the best way they can make a donation to you guys?
Well, of course, cash and check are accepted. We like checks to be mailed directly to us at 806 East Pearl Street, Salvation Army of Jackson County. Again, 806 East Pearl Street by check, Jackson, Michigan, 49201. You can call and arrange that to be dropped off or just do a mail donation. Our number is 517-782-7185. And you can call the front desk and let them know you're bringing in a donation of any size, and it will be pooled with others, combined to bring together. We don't turn away the widow's mite, if you will. So we are certainly grateful for every donation, and they all do matter.
Yeah, and I know you were, last time we talked, you were looking for, was it turkeys and hams?
Yes. During this time, we have seen quite a great increase in need throughout all of our programs and services, from eviction protection to our energy assistance to food, which is our biggest program right now during the pandemic. We had 100 families in our lobby the other day, as an example. And the normal day during business last year was about 20. So it's gone up quite a bit. People can donate again also, of course, always by reaching out to us through our website. That's just simply sajackson.org. And a donation can be arranged through there. Or they can call me directly. My extension is 111. For more complex, we can do stock transfers, which are quite helpful during this time of year. The required minimum distribution is needed to be taken care of by some people who are more fortunate.
How many families will you be helping, Brad?
Oh, we have helped. We've adopted over 450 families. We're helping over the year 22,000 individuals and families. Last year, in total Christmas service, we served about 6,000 individuals of various services and programs during Christmas. So it is definitely up this year. We're thinking that we're going to serve in total through all our giving, Angel Tree, Adopt a Family, and the other programs, well over 6,000 families and individuals.
Wow.
During Christmas. So we're looking to exceed last year, but we're not trying to make we're not trying to go for a trophy here. So
yeah,
we're really just trying to make sure we don't turn anybody away. And again, with the great need and challenges before us, we're grateful for the community, and we look to everybody to be the army, and we know that we can come up with this final push to help us really through the year.
And I know you're helping some of these families stay in their home, paying rent.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen. We do respond immediately to any email inquiry, and I see all those come across my desk, and I allocate them, and they have increased dramatically. I'm getting over 100 emails for assistance a day.
Wow.
Yep, and it's all different kinds of requests. Everything from I'm living in my car to I'm on the street. So it's pretty significant.
So if you can help the Salvation Army, now is really the time to get that done. If you can hit a red kettle, great. If you can't, simply mail you guys a check, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Again, our goal is to make it so that we can provide the help for as many families as possible, so they don't have to make the choice between Christmas meal and gifts, or paying rent, or being evicted, or having energy assistance denied. We want all those things to be helpful. So please donate by check or mail, at the desk, or mail it to us, the Salvation Army of Jackson County, 806 East Pearl Street. Or contact me, 517-782, extension 111, for stock or another method. And again, of course, sajackson.org.
Well, keep up the great work. Say hi to the good major for us.
I will do that. He's probably out delivering red kettles right now, so he was unavailable. But thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Brad Patterson from the Salvation Army down on Pearl. And they're short. They need your help.